Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
And thanks so much for joining us on the Big Pitch Radio Show. I am Marla Tabaka here with my fabulous co-host, Kevin Harrington. And Jason Gary is taking just like one more day off to recover from a really raucous New Year celebration, isn't he, Kevin?
It sounds like it. Wow. Is he awake yet?
I don't know, but shout out to Jason. I hope that hangover's gone by now, guy.
Long weekend. Okay. We'll see him this week. He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back with us tomorrow. And wow, this is our second show only of 2016, and so many great things are happening already. And Kevin, give us a little insight, if you will. Take a minute here. What's on the horizon for you in 2016? What kind of changes do you anticipate?
Well, I'm going to be doing a lot of the same things that I was doing last year, but just focusing a little bit more. I go to a lot of trade shows. This week I'll be at the CES show in Las Vegas, Consumer Electronics Show. That's one of the biggest shows of the year of all trade shows. I think they say there's about 2,000 different media representatives from all over the world that come to the CES show. So that's a big one. I'll get back home, and then I'll be right back in Vegas for the sports licensing tailgate show in January also. So there's about six trade shows in January that I'll be at. And so what I try to do now is just when I go – we shoot a television show at these trade shows, but this year I'm going to be focusing a lot more on key relationships and products and looking to take fewer things to the next level, because I think as an entrepreneur you sometimes get caught up in volume, and it's really not quantity, it's all about quantity. So that's my New Year's resolutions, focus around stronger and bigger relationships, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
well, that'll be fun to watch and to be some small part of. I look forward to that. And gosh, I'm starting out my New Year's. I'm very excited. I'll be on stage with Facebook social media legend Mari Smith and Janine Blackwell, who teaches small business owners how to build that online teaching platform and get into the six-figure income generating in six figures and teaching people how to do whatever it is that they teach. So I'm very honored to be a part of that and to be on stage with these two amazing women. And I plan on doing more of that in 2016, in addition to taking on, of course, more fabulous clients and growing the Big Pitch Radio Show. So it's going to be a rocking year, and we're starting out Big Pitch in a rocking way too, right?
Exciting, yes. You're speaking of a big successful women. We have Lizanne Falsetto with us today, an entrepreneur and founder of Think Thin. She has done some amazing things there. Do you want to get her get a little set up for Lizanne today, Marla?
Absolutely, absolutely. As you said, Lizanne is an entrepreneur. She's a founder of Think Thin. She's a speaker, writer, philanthropist, mother of two, and advocate for women, helping women everywhere. And in 2000, after a decade of world travel and a successful career modeling internationally, Lizanne launched Think Thin, and it's a better-for-you high-protein nutrition bar for active women on the go. And as CEO of Think Thin, she steered her company to become a national lifestyle brand to its place today as a multi-million dollar household name. And now in December of 2015, just recently, Lizanne and TSG Consumer Partners sold Think Thin for a whopping $217 million. That's amazing. Lizanne was awarded Female Entrepreneur in 2013 by Entrepreneur Magazine, and she's a powerful role model to up-and-coming business professionals. And she's here today to share some of her insights from the runway to the kitchen to the boardroom. So that'll be really interesting. And Lizanne's been featured on NBC, ABC, and Fox, and New York Times, Business Week, Huffington Post, and more. So what an honor and privilege to have you here with us today, Lizanne Falsetto. Thank you for being on Big Pitch.
Thank you. Good morning. Great to be here.
Awesome. Hey, Lizanne, I'm going to start right off. It's amazing. I love to talk to entrepreneurs that have sold a company. In many ways, you know, in my world, people say you took a few chips off the table. Is that a way to describe what you did?
I guess so. I guess it is. You know, it's the ultimate dream, isn't it, to go full circle from starting out creating something and then being able to hand it off to somebody that can really take it globally and expand it.
Well, it's such a competitive industry. I launched a nutrition bar with Tony Little back in the 90s called Pure Protein, and that company ended up getting sold off in the process, and I believe it's still actually on the shelves today. But yes, it took a bigger company to take it to the next level, because it's one of the very, very competitive categories in retail stores. And so I think then what is the footprint that Think Thin is currently distributing into right now?
Well, you know, Kevin, it's so true, right? The footprint, you know, if you look at the nutrition bar category, there's 120 different brands. I started out when I was number three in the nutrition bar set 20 years ago. So you can imagine the growth over the last 20 years. And, you know, my goal with Think Thin was never just to be a nutrition bar. It was to be a wellness protein product that could expand into every category that it fit, whether it was, you know, now oatmeal, into bites, into different categories that could really help people through their day with a protein product that was used for active lifestyle. So it's a brand that's going to expand into a full circle of many different products.
And where can I buy Think Thin right now?
Everywhere. I mean, it's pretty national. The distribution is about 85% of total distribution. You know, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, the Star Markets, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Walmart, pretty much anywhere, Costco. The distribution is really quite good in the United States. It just, you know, I didn't go global because I knew that the capability of where we were at today was to get another company to hand it off that was already global, to take it to the different arms internationally.
Now to get to that size, to have all that distribution, I understand that the capital that takes. Did you bring a partner along at some point? Is that the TSG Consumer Partners? Were they part of your company before you sold it? Is that what I'm reading?
That's exactly right. I took the step 3 years ago to bring in a partner that could, A, bring in some key top executives, because I knew that to get to the finish line, I had to have some boost of power, and I also had to have cash, because I needed to communicate my message to the masses, right? And the way you do that is through marketing money. This was the first time that I had ever taken on any money. So from day one, I had pretty much over the last, 16 years, 17 years, financed the business on my own. I did not bring in a partner, and I did not secure a loan. And the way I did that, funny enough, is I remember when I was 2 years into the business, I saw a magazine cover, I think it was Fortune, that had all these credit cards cut onto a jacket. And it was somebody standing there with credit cards all over their jacket. And I remember sitting at the magazine stand thinking, oh, my gosh, that's so smart. And I went out and I got 10 credit cards. I financed myself. Back then, you could do that, right?
Wow.
You could actually finance yourself. So that's kind of how I jet-fueled the business back then. I knew that TSG was an important part to get me to this next level where we are today, which was being able to roll it up and hand it off to a company that could take it to the next level.
The good news, you need cash flow to be able to pay back those credit cards. So the good news is you were successful at that point.
Well,
some people, they do this, the same thing,
right?
But they don't end up figuring out how do you pay those credit card companies back, right?
Right. It's all about how do you bring in and how do you put out and how do you rotate that cash flow so that you're able to grow? And where's the wisest place you put the money, right, to be able to grow?
So now you're taking all the wisdom and speaking and kind of a new chapter in your life. Are you still involved with ThinkThin? Do you get involved day to day, or you have a new chapter?
Well, I don't know. It's only been 4 weeks. You know, it's funny because when I sold the business, and you probably have gone through this, but when you sell the business, everybody the next day is like, so what's next?
And I'm fantastic. Hey, we've got a quick break coming up. We're going to bring you right back. But thank you for being with us today, Lizanne. It's an amazing entrepreneurial story, selling a company for $217 million. I want to thank our listeners for listening to Big Pitch Radio. Like us on Facebook. And thank you, my co-host Marla Tabaka and Kevin Harrington. We'll be right back.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now, lots of compliments from friends and colleagues, but you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, Don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
And you are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. I am Marla Tabaka here with Kevin Harrington, and Jason Gary will be joining us once again tomorrow. And we're here with Lizanne Falsato. And Lizanne is the founder of ThinkThin, which, as we said in the first segment, was just acquired for $217 million, which is just absolutely amazing. Lizanne, that's, you know, I work with a lot of small business owners who have stories, who, you know, create, they have inventions and build businesses out of necessity and such, and very, very few of them get to the point that you have gotten. Tell us a little bit about the history that brought you to where you are today.
Well, you know, Marla, I was born and raised in Seattle, Washington, and I was a little girl who wanted to be a fashion model. And so at 16, I had a scholarship to go play basketball. I was a basketball junkie. My dad was a coach. Or traveled to Tokyo, and I chose to take my education through travel. And so I went to Tokyo, and I ended up living abroad for about 16 years. I traveled the world as a fashion model. And I think what I learned there and what I brought back into my business today was the sense of food and culture. And I learned a lot about herbs and vitamins and what's good for your body. And I was a guinea pig with really trying out interesting ingredients as you know, I traveled through Europe or Asia. And when I came back to the States, I didn't know what I was going to do with myself. I was 28, and I had just gotten married, and I moved back to the States. I wanted to have a kitchen and a home. I'm a big foodie and love to cook. And, you know, it just hit me where I just needed to go back into the kitchen. And so I actually took grandma's recipes. My grandmother was a big influence in my life with food, and I started to recreate a couple ingredients, a brownie and a chocolate cookie, and I pulled out the sugar and I added protein, and I would cut these bars up and take them to the fashion shows that I was continuing to do in L.A. as I was trying to figure out what the next big step was for me. And I ended up 6 months later cooking more at night than really working during the day because everybody kept asking for more and more and more. And that's how I started the company, is I realized there was a need for a product in the market that was really a personal desire for myself. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you have two children. At what point in there, where did the children come in then?
They came in late in life. My first baby was Thinkson, and my second was my daughter, Alexa, 10 years after I started my business.
Okay.
I had Alexa at 39, and then I had my son, Aiden, who is 12. So I started a little later in life with children. I was very focused on business. I really wanted, to build my business.
Yeah.
Lizanne, now that you've had this amazing sale and success and little capital in your pocket now, what's the next part of your life going to be? I know you're moving into lots of mentoring and coaching and speaking and things like that, I believe. But how does that all play into the future for you?
Well, Kevin, it's interesting because as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure you know this, but you want to give back. Right. I mean, I'm at a place right now in my life where I want to share my journeys, and I want to help entrepreneurs get there quicker. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have somebody I could call up and say, "Does this make sense?" In distribution, the way I learned was by hiring consultants to come in and teach me. What I want to give back is I want to give back my knowledge. I want to connect people. I think a good mentor is when you connect people with other people. So I want to mentor. I want to help connect people. And I think I want to either start a fund or a foundation. I haven't decided, maybe both. But I'm going to really think here in the next 60 days and make a decision on which one I'll really focus my energy on.
Mm-hmm. You sound like you are a very intuitive woman who's really in touch with that inner voice. Is that true?
I think intuition is a very needed part of being a successful entrepreneur. And I think that when you're able to tap into your gut and listen to what it's telling you, I think that you will be able to use your mind and your body and make better decisions. So, I truly believe that instinct and intuition is a very important part of making big decisions and small decisions wisely.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have an issue doing that, Lizanne, tapping into the gut and understanding the difference between that intuitive voice and the head speak. Do you have a tip or two for how to do that, how to still the mind long enough to really listen to the voice, the inner voice?
Well, what's interesting is we're all born with intuition. But if you don't use it, it goes away. If you do use it, it will hone itself to be louder, right? So if you can take quiet moments as an entrepreneur and before you make a big decision, just close your eyes. And the meditation, all of that is very important. But I'm talking about just taking 3 minutes. And closing your eyes and listening to what your body is telling you. Does this make sense that I go into distribution with Walmart? Think it through before you make the decision and use that quiet moment. The more you do that, the more you will make and hear your intuition will help you make a better decision.
Very profound. I love that, Lizanne. Thank you for that. I think there's probably a lot of entrepreneurs listening to us today. There's a couple of websites that you have. Tell us, if someone is interested in Think Thin products, what's the website they can go get some protein bars and oatmeal? And give us that website.
Great. It's thinkproducts.com. And you can also go to Think Thin if you'd like. But the website itself, the URL is thinkproducts.com. I'm at LizanneFalsetto.com. I would love to hear from you on Twitter or Facebook. I'm very active in social channels, also on LinkedIn. But I think Facebook and Twitter is, hashtag LizanneFalsetto. Available to chat with anybody out there that wants to talk about, how do you do it, right? How do you get there? How do you keep the passion? How do you build your business?
You have an upcoming speaking event anywhere you're going to be where we can tell people to tune in, maybe to see you live somewhere?
In January, I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to be doing a press tour. I'm sure that, we'll be shouting out where I'll be, which station and which news station and which interviews I'll be at. So would love to send that out on social media. Excited to get back out there. I took a few weeks off and you know, it's crazy because I'm getting the EGBGs again.
Well, you deserve it. Well, happy new year to you. Thanks for being with us today. LizenFasalto.com. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio with my co-host, Marla Tabaka, and I'm Kevin Harrington. Stay tuned for another segment. Ready to go. Bye.
Part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to tell you, I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month's supply of Super Beets, I'm going to give you 1 month's supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to SullyBeats.com. That's S-U-L-L-Y Beats.com.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
TogiNet.com.
So be sure to visit Lizanne Falsetto over on her new personal website, LizanneFalsetto.com, and that's LizanneFalsetto.com. Fascinating, amazing woman. So what a great story. And now we're here with our pitch of the day. We have Sean Singleton with us. And Sean, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're good.
Happy New Year, Sean.
Yeah. What a way to start the new year, huh? Be on the radio?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was getting ready to say.
That's great. So are you ready with your pitch?
I sure am, yeah.
Go for it.
All right. So my name is Sean Singleton. I'm founder of thepoplife.com. We make T-shirts that tell the story of fatherhood and proud dad. Our T-shirts feature bold designs on great clothing that dads would love wearing, whether they're out with their kids or they're out for some guy time with their buddies. We recognize an opportunity in the market to provide dads with T-shirt designs they'd be happy to get as a gift and be proud to wear anytime. We earn revenues by selling direct to customers through our online store. At present, we're a two-year-old sole proprietorship. I'm the only employee. I'm seeking an investment of $50,000 for a 20% stake, equity stake in our company. And I have just one question for you guys. Are you ready to play ball?
We sure are, Sean. That sounds fascinating. Thank you. And before we get into further discussions about playing ball, tell us just a little bit. This is really an interesting concept, proud dads. You know, you see so much out there about moms and not enough about dads. Tell us a little bit about the history and what brought you to do the design and get into the business of Pop Life Shop.
Yeah, so, you know, really what it came down to is, you know, as I was searching for kind of an opportunity to build a business, I was looking for something that I could really relate to and something I could be passionate about. And I think that was the key for me. It was something that I could be passionate about. I'm a father to six kids, a couple from a previous marriage and two stepkids and three of my own.
Wow.
And so what I looked at was, you know, something that, you know, I had some talent in, which was web development. That's my, you know, career and profession by day. And what I decided to build was the Pop Life Shop. And the reason why I decided to go in that direction was, like you said, there wasn't really anything out there that was telling fatherhood stories in a fun way. You know, a lot of the T-shirts and things that you see for dads out there, they tend to be, you know, not really design-centric, not really cool in the sense that, you know, it's not something you're going to pick out of your closet and just wear for the fun of it. It's not something that you're going to see on the racks at the store, kind of like a really well-designed piece of clothing. They tend to be more kind of kitschy and oftentimes kind of corny. And that's the feedback that I've been getting from a lot of the customers that have come across our products. They tell us that they're actually cool. They're cool fathers.
Tell us a little bit about your distribution model. Are you selling strictly online?
Yes, strictly online at the moment. You know, I've considered doing some, you know, in-person kind of, you know, sales and things like that. But for now, I think we're good right now where we are with the online store. We, you know, get a lot of traffic and get a lot of, you know, feedback on the store itself online. So that's what we're focused on right now.
So, Sean, here comes the shark in me. I want to know some numbers, okay? I didn't hear what you're looking for. And what are your sales and what was the cash and the equity you're giving up? Tell me about that.
So what we're I'm looking for, and this is something that you know just recently considered is $50,000 in for a 20% equity, and that's you know obviously a starting point. And where the company stands right now in terms of growth, you know, we've been in business for 2 years, and we have a total of about $13,000 in sales. And the reason why I'm looking for equity is to help build on those sales through marketing. We get a tremendous amount of traffic and recognition when we do marketing, and when that scales down, the sales scale down. So it's a discovery product. It's a product that people don't know that they're necessarily looking for until they find it. And so marketing is going to be key going forward to actually you know, scaling up this business.
I have a question on the categories that you have on the website, the T-shirts. Is there a specific category and or shirt that is the hero product or hero category for you? Trying to get an idea of the focus of the company.
So, okay, so what we had back in 2014, we had a product that actually went viral on Facebook. And it was one of our, we have a mix of designs that are original, and we have some designs that, you know, you can find other places, but we, you know, put our own spin on them. And there was a T-shirt, the one it's called I Make Adorable Babies. That T-shirt went viral a couple of years ago. And, you know, and that's been our bestseller since then. But we have other products that tend to sell pretty well. So there's, I would say that's probably our bestseller. There's also, this year, our bestseller has been a teenage daughter survivor.
And okay.
That's been our bestseller this year. But I think
that's
the thing is that I can kind of craft, you know, what's going to be popular by how we market it, obviously.
How are you getting people to Seeking of Marketing to your website?
Yeah, so it's all been online marketing. For the most part, it's been social media, Facebook, Instagram, and we do a lot of you know marketing, and we get a lot of traffic from Pinterest as well.
Where are you manufacturing your product?
So I have a fulfillment company, and so it's all on-demand printing at the moment, and that obviously keeps costs down. We don't have to hold any inventory at the moment. So, you know, I have a company in L.A. that I rely on. I also have a local company here in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. And what is your I'm sure every product is a different price for production, but give us a general average of your markup.
So right now it averages about 30%. So on any product.
Okay. All right. So Kevin, we're about to go into break. You want to sum it up here?
Well, I think I'd like to say that Sean has as an entrepreneur has started building a nice business. I would love to see the sales a little stronger. 13,000 in total sales over 2 years is a start, but I think to get any kind of substantial capital, you know, the valuation you're putting on the company is around $250,000, 50K for 20%. So I would love to see more sales than 13,000 for that kind of valuation. It's a very competitive space, the T-shirt space. Now, I think one of the things that you learned early on, and maybe this is the place to go back to, is getting something to go viral can be the difference in an industry that's very competitive. So I've been to your website. I've checked it out. There's some cool things. Maybe coming up with something very powerful for this coming Father's Day would be a really big event that if you could show as an entrepreneur, if I'm an investor and you said to me, look, I'm going to do something very amazing for this next coming Father's Day and then execute on that plan. And I see, you know, before all the action steps you're taking to get to that point, then you execute and then you come back with some amazing success. There I could then say, wow, Sean really knows how to execute. He's an entrepreneur. He's got a great business and track record. Let's do a deal. But I think looking at it today in this baseball term of single, double, triple, home run, I think you're at about a single where you are right now, having started the company, built a $13,000 business, to get to double, triple home run. I'd like to see really hundreds of thousands of dollars of sales and a gangbuster Father's Day coming up. So that's my analysis, Marla. Do you have any comments yourself?
Yeah, I'm right along with you, Kevin. I think you're doing a great job. I like the idea, as I said at the top of the show, because there's just not enough out there for dads. I think you got to keep swinging, and congratulations on the success you have so far, Sean.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on Big Pitch Radio. Make sure to join us also in social media. You'll find us at Big Pitch Radio, and Big Pitch Radio is our Facebook page. Check us out there.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $10 off at Staples.
Up to 10 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
The tax deadline is almost here. Hurry into Staples for up to $10 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen. In-store only. Ends 4/15/17.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you
written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Just having so much fun here during the break at Big Pitch Radio. This is Marla Tabaka here with Kevin Harrington, and Jason Gary will be joining us again tomorrow. And so Kevin, during the break, you and I were talking about your 7 steps to quantum entrepreneurship, which I think is just, I love the title, first of all, and I love the concept of 7 steps. And I know a couple weeks back, we talked about one of the steps having to do with curiosity, and perhaps we can talk a little bit more about one of these other steps to quantum entrepreneurship.
Sure. Thank you. Well, the word quantum means a lot to me because back in the mid-80s, I was sitting as a young entrepreneur, and I said to myself, I'm going to start a company, and I want to start a company that has a feeling of fast growth, of an amazing start, but really goes right out of the box in just a rocket ship type fashion. So I started checking dictionaries, and this is before the internet, okay? So the
SARS. No Wikipedia.
Right. So I found, I stumbled into the word quantum, and it meant fast growth. And so that was my, one of my early companies called Quantum Marketing International, because I said quantum is going to start in the marketing products and it's going to go international. And my very first year from zero with a $25,000 investment, I went to $55 million in sales. And that's pretty difficult because I had to turn inventory many, many times to do that with only a $25,000 investment. So, and then our second year we went to $85 million and then off to the races from there, $150 million, $300 million, $500 million, et cetera. So that was the early days of me getting into this crazy, as seen on TV, infomercial arena. But so the word quantum has meant a lot to me over the years. And I say that when I started putting this course out, I said there were 7 steps to quantum entrepreneurship. And that's how it all started and how I came up with the name. And it's sort of a radical process, right? So we talked about curiosity overload in one of our last shows. And for anyone that was listening then, or not listening, quantum entrepreneurship starts with this curiosity overload of really exposing yourself to many opportunities. So in the simplest of terms, People say to me, wow, Kevin, you seem to be so lucky you get all these great products to come to you. And now after 30 some years, yes, I'm very lucky, right? Because for 30 years, I've been setting the day-to-day processes of planting these seeds so that these products do come to me. And this is because I've been full of curiosity and attending a lot of trade shows and doing a lot of reading and subscriptions and newspapers on a daily basis, et cetera, et cetera. But we've kind of covered that, so I'm not going to get all back into curiosity overload, but start with that. And then the second step that I want to just talk briefly about today is bringing in a dream team. So surrounding yourself with your dream team. So here I was, this young kid starting this business back in the 80s, and I was going to be this quantum growth company, but I couldn't do it all alone. And I needed to bring in some experts, and I needed to bring in some production people, and I needed to bring in some pitch people, and I needed to bring in some finance people. So just one by one, I had to surround myself with some people that had a lot of skills that I didn't have, because I didn't know how to raise money. I didn't know how to operate a business even. I didn't know how to do all the basics of the shipping and the handling and the customer service and all of that. So very quickly, I had to learn, how do I surround myself with experts? And for example, we needed cash badly. I mean, it's funny because you say, well, $55 million in sales, you must have had a lot of profits. Well, we had a profit of over $5 million for that year, but there was zero cash in the bank. And that was very difficult for me to understand. Where's all the money? Well, it's tied up in inventory. It's tied up in prepaid media. So what did I do? I actually brought on a bank president of a local bank. He had retired, and I said, I need help financially. And this gentleman came in, organized all the finances, all the contracts, all of this. We brought in a top-notch local lawyer that had retired from a big law firm, and now I had a bank president, a big-time lawyer, and I surrounded myself with these experts, and actually gave a little tiny taste of equity up. But these guys made my life much easier in the world of doing the deals, getting capital. We got a $3 million line of credit from our bank, and I would never have gotten this had I not brought the right kind of team together. So the second step is called Dream Team. We've got a lot of steps to talk about in the future, and so that's it for the new year here today. But what do you think, Marla? You like the Dream Team? You think that makes sense?
I really do, and I'm always talking to my clients about developing their dream team. And, you know, money, of course, is the number one objection. And so I'm really enjoying how you said you went to some retirees. Really, they had nothing to lose, right? They probably had some time. They had all the expertise in the world, and they were willing to do it because they believed in you and taking on a small portion of equity. So I think that's a fabulous idea.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. It's not that difficult. Part of the Quantum Entrepreneurship Program, I teach people how to actually go get that dream team.
Okay.
Because you think, how do you get a bank president to come work for you if you have no money, right? Well, you got to make a good presentation. So I had a beauty business I was launching, and I hired the former president of L'Oreal to join my dream team. He ran a company, $5 billion in sales, with 5,000 employees. He joined my team. So you can do it. You just have to know how to do it.
Where can people find out about this course, that you're the 7 Steps to Quantum Entrepreneurship?
Amazing.com. That's spelled AMAZING, just like it sounds. Amazing.com is the company that puts out Quantum Entrepreneurship, and that is a good place to go check out my program. And it's a pretty cool internet learning program. It's just all done over the internet. You take some tests, and in a matter of a few weeks, you can get through the whole process.
Beautiful, beautiful, amazing.com. Well, this is Marla Tabaka, and here with Kevin Harrington. Jason Gary will be back tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us on the Big Pitch Radio Show, and we look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.